Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm telling you, this pizza idea is really going
to
happen.
This is the thing where you go and you have to make your own pizza?
Yeah, we give you the dough. You smash it, you pound it, you fling it up in the air, and then you get to put your sauce, and you get to sprinkle your cheese, and then you slide it into the oven.
You know, you have to know how to do that. You can't have people shoving their arms into a 600-degree oven.
It's all supervised.
Oh,
you want to invest?
My money's tied up in change, right?
You know, look, I'm telling you, you know, people, they really want to make their own pizza pie.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. What's up, Matt?
Oh, nothing. Beautiful day here in Bagwine for the first week of November. Sunny, not a cloud in the sky, and a high of 55 degrees.
Man, that's just not bad at all. I actually don't know what the temperature is here, but I can find out. It is 57.9.
That's pretty good.
That's almost golfing weather right there.
Yes,
somebody played golf.
Yes.
If you did play golf, I mean, yeah, I guess you could go play putt-putt in that weather.
You could.
Maybe go streaking, a little skinny dipping. Or not.
You know, that was an odd opening.
A little different, you know, mixing it up a bit.
Yes, well, I wish you wouldn't.
Hey, we're unscripted here, folks.
Yeah, obviously.
Yep. So I guess the very first thing we need to do is let everybody know, because they may not have heard otherwise, that got to set your clocks back an hour tonight.
That's right. You need to set them back, and as every fire department in the country will tell you, you also want to change the batteries in your smoke detector right now, too.
And I will. I'll put a fresh battery next to the smoke detector, which is in a drawer in the bedroom.
Well, that's good. That's as effective as the one we have here in the digs, because what the Schmoopster does on daylight saving time, she takes the battery out, and then she'll try to light the couch on fire after I pass out.
Well, ours, whoever designed these apartments, obviously a very skilled architect, very talented people, put the smoke detector right outside of the door to the bedroom, which seems to make sense, except that that also puts it in the kitchen. So the toaster sets it off.
Yeah, we have that same problem because evidently people in the building where we live, they like to make something called dead sock salad. I don't know what it is, but boy, it sets the detectors off.
Used to have somebody upstairs that was basically her timer. when the when smoke detector went off, dinner was ready. Because every night at about 5:30, you know, it would go off.
There's a person down the hall. They're always cooking something, and we haven't seen Grandma in a while, so we don't know.
or Fifi, the little poodle.
Exactly.
That's a,
I doubt if it's Fifi, though, because they're not Korean. So
okay. I see that Mike is in the chat room, and he had to reload three times, and he finally got sound. So,
well, that's good, because we like
happy
to have
Mike
have sound. And we have a couple guests in there. Always nice to know.
And send a shout-out to somebody who's listening via iPad or mobile device, the biggest LSU fan in all of America, my BFF, Warrior Cat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's listening while she's getting her game face on, ready to roll the tide.
Yes. I'd like to see her game face. And like unlike Justin Bieber, I'd like to see her ooh face.
So, I guess we could just get this thing started.
Yeah, we can dive right in. We can raise the roof, or in this case, raise the dough, because we're talking pizza tonight.
We are the all-American favorite, even if it's not American food. I don't know. I don't think I've met more than maybe three people in my whole life that don't like pizza.
And, of course, by that very fact, you don't like them, do you?
No, No, they're something not normal about them. They don't like pizza. Although I have met people, I mean, because I worked at a couple of pizza joints when I was in college back in the day. I worked for Domino's, and I worked for Godfather's, and I worked for a place called King Pizza. It was a locally owned place. It's long gone now, but was tremendous, outstanding pizza.
The little local ones always are.
Oh yeah, and we had people that called up and ordered some strange stuff. A lot of people ordered no sauce pizzas. They would want
really,
pepperoni, sausage, cheese, but no sauce.
But no sauce, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty common actually. Yeah, and
really?
They're not. That's not a bad pizza either with no sauce. It's just not as good.
Well, no. In fact, the one who shall be nameless, she orders extra sauce.
I do too, from Pizza Hut.
Do you really?
Because Pizza Hut is chintzy with that sauce, man. They put so little sauce on their pizzas sometimes that I just order extra sauce, and that's good pizza right there.
Mm-hmm.
So. But and we had some people who would order no cheese on their pizza.
I find that odd as well.
I do too. But I guess they had a problem with dairy products, and
that could be
what have you.
But
I
find the very essence of a pizza to be, a holy trinity. You got dough, you got sauce, and you got cheese. From there,
right,
you just build upon it.
Right. So when you see Rachel Ray take a canned pizza dough and she puts like chicken and broccoli and stuff like that on it, it might be good, but it's not pizza.
I agree.
Yeah. And Mike lets us know in the chat room that the Guinness Book of World Records pizza was 37.4 meters. And Matt, that translates to 122 feet, 8 inches in diameter.
Yes, but Mike, if you're listening, well, evidently you are, I want to know what the radius is because I live my life in radii. And I'm sure he'll have that answer for us quickly.
Yeah, undoubtedly. And you know what? They had a 122-foot pizza and one little bag of ready-made salad and a six-pack of beer, ready to go.
And a breadstick.
And one breadstick, which leads us into a point that I was going to bring up about going to pizza buffets, which a lot of people love to do. Do not get suckered in to having salad and breadsticks, because you are going to have less pizza that way.
Yeah,
and
they're
taking advantage of you that way. They're getting, you know, they're making too big a profit there. You need to don't bother with the salad and the breadsticks. Just stick to the pizza with a lot of toppings on it.
That's right. Yeah, if you're eating the salad and the breadsticks, that's just wasted space.
Right. It's just like
unless, of course, the buffet runs from like 2 to 10, then you can eat that stuff early and just
if you can just hang out there. Yeah, if you can hang out there like you could at IHOP all night long, you know, one cup of coffee and they'll just keep refilling it all night while you're just studying for finals or what have you. Mike says that the radius would be 61 feet, 4 inches.
I can sleep better tonight now knowing that. Thank you, Mike.
So what's your favorite pizza, Matt?
Oh, man. Actually, it depends on my mood. But typically, I'm a traditionalist. I like pepperoni and sausage. However, I do have a controversial thing that I like. A lot of people don't, and that would be anchovies.
Oh, I knew that was coming. That is so disgusting. And when I worked for the only pizza place that I worked for that had anchovies was Godfather's. The other places, we didn't even carry them. And somebody would call in. There was one guy who, like twice a month, every other Friday, would call and order a large pizza with anchovies and I think Canadian bacon. And so somebody would take the order and hand it to the person behind them, who would then hand it to the person behind them. And then finally somebody would have to get out the little latex gloves, you know, and get the anchovies out.
Well, I was going to say, they're probably passing the order with latex gloves on. They don't even want to touch the order.
Yeah.
Here, could you handle this, please?
Yeah, and then the drivers would look at the pizza sitting there and take the other ones because they didn't want the anchovy smell in their car.
I would strap it to the
hood of my car with a bungee cord so that I wouldn't get the smell in the car. But not that it mattered. I mean, the hooker I picked up after work was going to smell the same way.
Exactly. And in fact, when you met the hooker, she probably said to you, "You've already been with someone else, haven't you?"
You got another woman, don't you?
That'd be an extra five, bitch.
So, anyway, I usually just stick to the meat, to the all meat pizzas. I don't do veggie pizzas. I don't do pizzas with big tomatoes on them. Things like pepperoni and mushroom. That's actually a pretty good pizza. I could live with that. But I don't like the olives, black olives, green olives. No.
I dig olives. I love olives.
Not on my pizza. Can't do it.
You know, I just heard an erp in the background from the studio audience here. And I think maybe it's time that Schmoop just moves in with you.
Nope. Are Schmoop and I agreeing on the pizza front here?
You two are very pizza friendly. No anchovies, no olives, no nothing like that.
See, yep, there would be no arguments on the pizza front.
Yes.
And you know what? Do you know who is a big pizza fan?
Who?
The late, great And this time he really is the late great because he just died last night. Our friend, Andy Rooney.
Yes, he is. In fact, we were lucky enough to catch him and get an interview from him before he was totally dead. Yes, he died, but he wasn't totally dead. So
he was semi-dead.
He was semi-dead. So let's hear what Andy Rooney has to say about pizza.
All right.
When Matt Man and J-Man asked me to talk about pizza, two things came to mind. Why do Matt and Jay add the word man to their names? It's obvious they're men, to some anyway. And secondly, what does a dead Irishman know about pizza? Pizza's a strange food. Even the word itself is strange. If you want to call it pizza, you need to replace the I with two E's and drop one of the Z's. Or leave it as it is and call it pizza. Pizza is a complicated food. There's thin crust and deep dish. There's New York style and Chicago style. I don't know what the difference is, other than the difference in the time zones. And I don't know how that would affect the pizza, other than the dough rising 1 hour later in Chicago than it does New York City. Pizza usually comes in two shapes, a circle or a rectangle. But typically, each individual piece is cut into a square or a triangle. I bet if they were alive today, and Italian rather than Greek, Pythagoras and Euclid would enjoy sharing a pizza. Pizza sizes confuse me. They come in small, medium, and large. That doesn't tell me anything. On top of that, the small, medium, and large vary from place to place. The small at Pizza Hut is the size of a medium at Domino's. And why do they call it Domino's? What do black and white tiles with dots on them have to do with pizza? I like pizza, if it's topped with cheese and pepperoni. Some people order pizza topped with sprouts, olives, and artichoke hearts. Seems like a waste of money to me. If you like that stuff, why not just order a salad? I really don't understand dessert pizza. Dessert is supposed to be different from the entree. Why order a pizza for dessert if you had one during the main course? That's like me finishing off a dinner of prime rib with a plate of ribeye a la mode. That doesn't sound too bad. Let me get back to you when I get to heaven.
Even when he's dead, he is at his best.
He is, you know, always curious, always wondering, always pontificating, always being Andy.
It's just a case of Andy being Andy.
Hell yeah. So, I bet Andy was an all-meat pizza kind of guy, too.
Of course he was.
Yeah, he probably didn't. You know, if somebody mentioned vegetarian pizza, he just went on a big rant about vegetarians. and Michael Bloomberg. Screw him. I'm having a large all-meat pizza with extra sauce, and I'm going to put salt on it.
Well, that pizza is going to cost you $79.95 for the tax on the meat and the tax on the sauce.
That's right. When I worked at King Pizza, we used to, when we made pizzas for ourselves, we would take the crushed red pepper and the Parmesan cheese packets and pour it all in the sauce and then put the ingredients and the cheese and everything like that and cook it up that way. And those pizzas were hot and spicy.
Yeah.
But good stuff. And we had some pretty spicy sauce there anyway. Since it was locally owned and we had our own recipes, the sauce was not exactly the same every single time. You know, sometimes it'd be a little spicier than others. And go ahead.
No, that's the way it should be.
Yeah. And one time it got maybe just a little too spicy. And the next day when we opened up, there was a message on the answering machine, and it was from a guy who had had the pizza the night before, and he says, "I haven't done anything except shit since I had your pizza. Just shit, 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 shit all day long."
What
the hell did you put in your sauce?
Was he calling from the ICU?
No, I don't know. But we listened to it every day for like a month. It was pretty hilarious.
And then you changed the name to that particular pizza to diverticulitis.
All right, you cool last special.
Yes. I'll tell you what, I got a lot of favorites. And however, if people have their favorite pizzas or bad experiences with pizza, they can always call in and tell us about them at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, absolutely. And any of you ladies out there who have ever dropped your towel or your bathrobe when the pizza boy was standing at the door, you could call in and talk about that. As it never really happened to me, although I did have a few that answered the door in their skivvies and wearing
something.
Really? Yeah. Oh yes.
Really?
And yeah, so that was always fun. It never happened like it does in the pornos, though. You know, the music never started and never, you know, got invited in.
You didn't get invited. Tip either, did you?
No, the show was the tip, apparently. Those
you
actually,
know,
they wanted a tip. But I did have a few people that usually it was at hotels where you were more likely to have people be a little more relaxed. And we did have one guy one time. Guy was about, he probably was in his 60s, and his wife was lying there on the bed, and they were both in their underwear. And he says, "Hey, when you get off work, come on back." And I'm like, "You know, I think I'll just drive off a cliff instead."
Or go see Mike.
or that. But and then, of course, the funny thing is that that same couple, like a month later, ordered from us, and I delivered to them, and they were both in there in their underwear again, and they had a girl who looked to be maybe around 21 or so was in there with them. And they said,
"Really?
Hey, come on back." I still didn't because I figured something illegal was going on.
I thought maybe you didn't go back because the 21-year-old wasn't Asian.
She was too old looking.
Yeah, she was a little long in the tooth.
And of course, the highlight of my pizza delivery career was when we had a special. It was like two large pizzas for like $14. And we delivered them out to these dudes in this trailer, in this trailer park. And the guy opens the door and tells me to come in. And I walk in, I'm standing there, and there's a table with all this marijuana sitting on it and a 9mm handgun. And the guy has a gun in his waistband. And he asks me for the total, and it was 14-something. He hands me a $100 bill, tells me, "Keep the change and keep your mouth shut." Okay.
Evidently you did.
And I did both. And when I got back to the store, and I showed the manager that he paid with a $100 bill, and he told you to keep the change. Yeah, I know. So apparently he was friends with the guy or something. I don't know.
I'm surprised the manager didn't try to shake you down.
So, anyway, so, you know, delivering pizza can be a pretty exciting endeavor.
Oh, sure. What is,
get out there and meet with the folks.
With the folk, with the common folk.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite pizza, Jay?
I go with the all meat. I like Pizza Hut's all meat pizza. The meat lovers.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I like Pizza Hut, and I usually get the meat lovers. And what I love about it is, you know, you have a couple of big old pieces of pizza, and you decide to put the the rest of it, you know, wrap it up, put it in the fridge so you can have a cold piece of pizza later on and then maybe for breakfast and then, you know, heat up some for lunch or whatever. And then you grab the box and you're going to throw it out and you realize that the bottom of the box is just soaked. It's just soaked with self-loathing and regret.
I know, but isn't it a beautiful thing? We're talking a Pizza Hut meat lover's thin crust.
The grease
soaks through the bottom.
Yes, it does. You have to put a towel on the seat of your car if you're going to go pick it up, because you don't want a grease spot there.
Hey, do you want a napkin? No, I don't want a napkin. This is half the fun.
Napkin, I have my shirt. I don't need a napkin. But that's usually what I do. I don't really like Domino's. Papa John's is okay. Little Caesar's is cheap.
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive, yeah. And around here we have a pizza place called Ken's Pizza. I don't know if you guys have that up there, but it's basically just like Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Well, up here we have a local favorite called Cassano's.
Uh huh.
And as you know, we gave them a shout out Friday on our website, which is www.iwsradio.blogspot.com, and Cassano's Pizza gave us a thank you on their fan book page.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
A little free pizza would have been nice, but, you know, a thank you's good.
You know, a medium all meat pizza would have been a nice one.
Yeah. Exactly.
But a thank you is nice also.
It is, because we had no intentions in mind of getting free pizza when we put that up on the website.
Oh, no. That was just out of the just sincerity right there.
Exactly.
Just telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it real.
That's right. Just because we got one planned for next week to talk about how much their pizza sucks.
Unless... No, Cassano's. Oh my God, Cassano's is a local favorite. Oh my God, people around here love it, and it's good stuff. And I'll tell you what, here's what's funny. One of the best pizzas I ever had was about this time 2 years ago, when I was at Mercy Medical Center suffering from pneumonia. A lot of the food that I got while I was there just sucked. But my God, their pepperoni pizza was fantastic.
Oh, yep. You know it looks good on their website. And do they have the heart-shaped pizza on Valentine's Day?
In my case, they sent me one that was lung-shaped. And I think maybe the Vicodin that they gave me made it taste a little better, but, you know.
It could have. Even Sbarro pizza might have tasted good when you're high on Vicodin.
Exactly.
Which is, without a doubt, the worst pizza in the world. That stuff. Oh. Somehow they've cornered the market in the malls all across America with their disgusting pizza, but...
Well, you can tell it's disgusting just by the spelling of their name.
Yeah.
Sbarro.
We're winding down the final seconds here of the live stream. If anybody wanted to call in, they're going to have to hurry.
Yes, they are, and they're going to have to hurry at 661-244-9852. Come on, we all like pizza. Someone call in. Come on. My.
You know, well, another cool thing when I was delivering, I never got robbed when I delivered pizzas. Which,
well,
you know,
always helped.
That was pretty cool, because we did have drivers get robbed, not my store, but other stores around the area and stuff. So, but anyway, mostly I deliver to drunk college kids.
What? Okay, so you were in the white section.
Well, Fayetteville, Arkansas is like the white section. Well, it was at the time in the late 80s. So the only time anybody ever got nervous delivering a pizza there was when we had to deliver to the athletic dorm. That was always a dangerous situation.
Why, was Jerry Sandusky there?
No, we were all, we'd have been too old for him, so it'd have been okay.
Well, that's true.
You never knew when, you know, you knocked on a door, what was going to be going on behind that door, whether or not they were going to actually attempt to pay for the pizza, or just, you know, take the pizza and say thanks and shut the door, which they did from time to time. But all you had to do was call the athletic department the next morning. They'd send a check. They took care of the boys.
Nice. Yeah, that's
good. They took care of
them. It's like you would go up there and, hey, what are you doing in there? I'm recruiting.
And Nebraska just got whipped at home by Northwestern.
Shout out to Northwestern
taking it to Nebraska. That's nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very good day of college football in the day games. A couple of really good night games too.
Well, because I don't know, because, you know, I've been working on the show. I've been focusing.
Yeah.
I don't have time for extracurriculars.
Yes, well, other than tonight we got the Arkansas-South Carolina game and LSU-Alabama. Other than that, not exactly a good lineup of games.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway. So, I don't know how pizza's not really a great tailgating food. I guess you could cook on a grill. You ever cooked a pizza on a grill?
Well, you could.
I guess you could order one and then, like, take it with you the next day and reheat it on the grill.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Jay, that's the best way to, any of you people out there, if you have leftover pizza from the night before, don't toss it in the microwave where it gets all chewy and stuff.
Ew.
No, take the pizza and put it in a skillet and heat it up on low on the stove.
Oh, cast iron skillet?
Yep.
Or just any skillet?
Any skillet. Cast iron is always best, but, you know, that's the way to do it. Not in the microwave.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, I've always usually just reheated in the oven at about 350, you know, at a low temperature and let it heat up slowly. Of course, I don't preheat my oven. I just throw stuff in.
You do not preheat your oven?
No, I don't.
Oh,
see
my
any reason.
God.
I don't bother generally to preheat. I usually just turn the oven on and put whatever I'm cooking in the oven.
I'm glad to know these things because, seriously, I think I'm moving out, Jay, and you just need to replace me because we have someone here in the Bagwine Digs who refuses to preheat an oven.
I don't see the point. It doesn't seem to make any difference. You know, it just, it to me, if you throw the food in at the same time that you turn the oven on, the food begins to heat up very slowly like the oven does. And it gets that deep warmth all the way through, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm starring in a movie, and the name of that movie is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You guys are freaks. Anchovies are good. Olives are good. Preheating is good.
All of it is very unnecessary. Hey, I bet you could take your a couple of pieces of pizza and put them on, like, say, a little aluminum tray and set them above the pilot light before you leave for work and let them sit there all day, and it'll probably be nice and warm, right?
Mm-hmm. You could You could also call yourself Anthony Hopkins in Psycho, too. Oh, my God.
You're getting a little worked up over this no preheating thing.
Yeah, well, it's an issue I have.
What's your favorite frozen pizza?
Currently, it's Totino's, because we can get Totino's. You know, they're not great, but they're not bad, and you can doctor them up with extra cheese and hot dogs and shit like that.
Hot dogs?
Oh, God, hot dogs are great on a pizza.
What, you cut them up into little pieces? And?
Yeah.
Done well. How about Vienna sausages?
I just put the entire hot dog. I put four across the radii of the pizza.
Boy, anger has turned to sarcasm now. Anyway, I've never put hot dogs on my frozen pizza.
Oh, Jerry, you got to do it. You got to cut them up. Put some hot dogs on there. It's really quite good.
Hmm. Well, that is interesting. Of course, now I usually have a bag of shredded cheese in the fridge.
Oh, we do.
And I'll throw that on top of my my frozen pizza, unless it's a DiGiorno pizza, which has enough cheese.
I'm not a big fan of DiGiorno, but I do have to ask you. When you say you throw a bag of shredded cheese on your pizza, you do open it up first, right? You don't jump.
No, because the plastic will just melt away and it won't be there anymore. It'll run right off the sides of the pizza.
So, folks, don't do that at home unless you like the taste of propylene glycol.
Yeah. When you take it out of the oven, just the little Ziploc top to the thing of shredded cheese, just pull it off and toss it away, and the rest of it will melt it away. But one of the things about frozen pizzas, they oftentimes don't really put enough ingredients on.
Exactly.
Little pepperonis. They don't put enough pepperoni on, or enough sausage or beef or whatever it is you happen to like on your pizza. So, you know, you want to have some of these ingredients in the cupboard so that you can fix it up a bit.
Yep.
And then throw it in your preheated oven.
Thank you.
And heat it up. Totino's is pretty good. I like it. It's very crispy crust.
Yep.
Crunchy. The Aldi's brand, 99-cent pizza, is basically Totino's. It's almost exactly like it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. 99 cents. Mm-hmm. That's a bargain. I used to get the Tony's, but, I mean, at $1.59, man, you got to be a 1%er to afford that shit.
I know. They think they're all that now.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So the grease does collect in your spoon-looking pepperonis, but come on. I can add my own grease.
I got a jar of it right over here.
Exactly.
the Tony's, they've raised the price. And they made the pizza smaller. It's actually an ounce smaller than it was about a year ago. And they put less ingredients on. They put less cheese on it. And they raised the price. And I don't know why the Occupy Wall Street people are not protesting out front of the front doors of whoever makes Tony's pizzas. Because this is an outrage.
Well, if they're not going to do it, we could do that. We could occupy Tony's.
We could. But anyway, that's about it for the frozen pizzas. But like I said, I do like DiGiorno. I like their thin crust pepperoni. The rectangle pizza.
Cottage cheese is another good ingredient. Oh, a great frozen pizza topper.
That is disgusting. I could just see you sitting there late at night, alone, eating an anchovy and cottage cheese pizza.
It's a bad thing.
Maybe with some hot dogs on it, and I don't know, maybe you'll cut up a little bit of Spam and throw it on there.
Oh, God, Spam's great on pizza.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know that Spam is made with the same stuff that they make the McRib with.
That's a nice try, but I know that not to be true. Spam is Spam.
The reason you know it's not true is because Spam is not an actual food product. It does not occur naturally in the world.
Well, whereas to make the Vienna sausages,
but to make the McRib, they take all the discarded parts of the hog, including some of its innards and stuff, and they chop it all up, throw it in a big vat of water, and they cook it, and then they drain it and they put it into their little machine that extrudes.
I was just going to say,
a little McRib.
You are going to use one of the words that I hate most in life. And that word would be extrude.
Yep.
It sounds sexual and not in a good way.
Anyway, so if anybody out there was thinking about going and getting a McRib tonight, enjoy your liver, heart, and intestines from the hog sandwich. Which I guess the Brits would enjoy that.
Yes, they would. And I was thinking about this today, now that you mentioned the Brits, and it has nothing to do with pizza, but what the hell is kidney pie? I was starting to get grossed out. I was grossing myself out.
I'll tell you what, it is kidney. There was a British place. In fact, it's in Dayton, Ohio. British store, British goods store, and they had the frozen foods in there and the little pot pies and stuff. And it said beef and kidney pie. And I grabbed it and I looked at my sister and I said, I guess that means beef and kidney beans. And she goes, no, no, that's kidney. And I'm like, oh, come on. And I put it back and ran through Burger King on the way home.
Speaking of Burger King, that's what we had last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because last night I looked in the freezer, and all we had were hamburgers and chicken fingers, so I decided I needed to go out and get something, and lo and behold, I went to Burger King, and what did I get? I got hamburgers and chicken fingers.
Good stuff. You know, for a while, Burger King tried out a little pizza on their menu.
They did?
Yep, many, 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 many years ago. It was awful. It was probably Herman Cain's idea.
Now, I know McDonald's did, too. McDonald's had pizza.
And Subway. I don't know if Subway still has one or not, but they had one for a while. So everybody gets in on the pizza act, man.
Well, they try to anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So we got about 30 seconds left here before they cut us off.
Again.
Yep. It's about a minute and a half until kickoff in Fayetteville between the Hogs and the Cox. I hope none of the South Carolina players commit any personal fouls, because we don't want any dirty Cox out there tonight.
God.
All right. 5 seconds. That's it.
All
great
right.
show. Thanks for listening.
As always.
Later.